Welcome to SDC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published during Holy Week in 2019. Welcome to the SDC Sheffield Foundation's Daily Podcast. Our theme this Holy Week is The Power of Love, looking at Ephesians 3:14-21.
I'm going to read the passage that we've been looking at all week. Second time this evening, Ephesians chapter 3. This is Paul's great prayer for the Ephesian church. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Wonderful words. Love listening to those. I wonder if you've ever asked God for something really big. I mean, really big. I don't mean like a parking space in John Lewis, but something really big. Although that is quite a big thing to ask for, isn't it? Or maybe you've dreamed something or daydreamed that, oh, if only God would do that, how amazing that would be. Maybe it's a breakthrough you're after, or a situation you're in, or a healing for you or in your family, or a miracle that you are seeking. And then all of a sudden you wake up and your brain starts to go into gear, and then you go, ah, I was dreaming that, because that is not possible. I don't know if you've ever had that experience. Well, actually, the Bible says it is possible. It says all things are possible. In fact, it goes further to say, it's not just possible, it's more than probable. In fact, it goes further than that. It says that these things can be certain. The last two verses, and these are this little 5-6 minute reflection now, in tonight's passage, says this, and this affirms what I've just said. Because Paul says here, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And the actual words, the original words there in the original Greek actually say this. Now to him who has the power, the word able means to have the power to do. Immeasurably more is a bad translation. Actually means super abundance. So it's to him who has the power to give super abundance. That's what it actually says. So if that's the case here, why don't we see that more often? Why don't we see these our imaginations and our, when we ask God for things, why don't we see them, the big things, come into being? Well, Paul then, such a smart man, because he gives us the answer in the second half of that verse. To him who is able to do, power to do super abundantly more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now, he knew, and we need to know, that there are two powers at work here in our lives. He was very clear on this. There's the power of the world, which basically says this. I can sort it. I'm smart enough. I'm wise enough. I'm good looking enough. I've got enough money and enough nous. I can sort this. And I'm a Christian, so I'll ask God to bless it. That's how it works. That's one power. It's the power, basically, of me. But there's another power, which says this. I can't sort this. Only God can sort this. Only He has the wisdom. Only He has the ability to deal with this. And He invites me into it as well. Earlier in this book of Ephesians, chapter 2, Paul talks, uses a wonderful word which means masterpiece. God, he says that we are God's masterpiece. And he invites us into the work that he's doing in our lives and in the lives of those around us. So there's the power of the world and there's the power that comes from God. And Paul makes this very, very clear here. If we choose the power of the world, basically, I can sort it. And most of the time we can. Most of the things we do as Christians, we can do without God, really, can't we? We're smart. We can sort it out, basically. But if we choose that, what we will see is a small amount of the power of God at work. You know, we can build buildings and extensions and, you know, I was thinking in Paris, they will rebuild that already. There's 900,000, whatever it is, euros being pledged or more. And it'll get sorted. But actually, we will achieve nothing of the miraculous that God wants in our lives or our churches. If we choose His way, then we will, as Paul says here, see something quite spectacular. So how do we do that? Well, he gives us, the next verse gives us the answer. So God will do this. He can do immeasurably more than we can ever think of in our lives. But it's something to do with his power at work within us. And there's a battle on between the power of the world and my own self-will and the power of God. But he says there's the clue is in the verses before. Here's a heavenly formula. God is a good mathematician, gives us a formula, and he says this. If you take the power of prayer, Monday night, we talked about that. I'm on my knees before the Father. If you pray and believe in the power of prayer, and you invite the Holy Spirit, Tuesday night, into your life, every day, twice a day, three times a day, every hour, every moment, and you build your life on love, which is what? Well, in another book in the Bible, he gives us another clue. Love is patient, love is kind. Read it yourselves, 1 Corinthians. It's very simple, this stuff. It's just very hard to do. If you build your life on love, invite the Holy Spirit, and pray, the outcome of that is God will do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. That's the power to change. That's the power to change. 1, 2, 3 equals solution. That's what he's saying here. The power to change. And he makes it even clearer because he says this power starts in heaven. These are wonderful, wonderful verses. I pray that out of his glorious riches. So all this stuff's in heaven. And then it gets a bit closer, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts. And then it gets even closer, now to him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine in your life. So it's in heaven, through Christ, in my life. 1, 2, 3. I love this. It's just amazing. So, three truths, the power of prayer, the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of love gives you and me the power to change. So, you may be asking, Pastor, why don't we see more of that? Well, there is a key to unlock it. And the key, dear friends, is shown here at this table and behind on that cross. And it's what we've forgotten in the church. It's what we've forgotten in the church. That's why the church is in the state it's in our nation. And the key is surrender. The old hymnal, the old revivalists, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Saviour, I surrender all. What does that mean? It means, Lord, I give you my mind. I believe you can do this. I give you my heart. I do. But actually, I'm going to go a bit further than that, God, because I'm going to give you my house keys. There. It's your home, not mine. There you go. You can have that on the table. And I'm going to give you my car keys, my blessed Citroen. It's 5 years old now, but you can have it. It's beautiful. It's automatic. It's very, very nice. You can have that bit of a scratch down one side that some scallywag did in the car park. But I'll find out one day who that is and sort them. So you can have my car. There you go. And I haven't got it on me, but you can have my iPhone. You can have that. And wow, I've got that. I'm so glad I remembered to put this in. And you can have my wallet, the most precious of things. There's nothing in it but these cards, which look good. You can have that. There you go. Throw that one in. It's surrender. That's what it's about. And when the church recaptures that, and when we in our personal lives recapture the surrender that God's looking for, and it's hard to do because there's two powers. There's the power of the world saying, you can sort it. What are you doing? Go to church every now and again. You can sort it out. You give a little bit. Don't get mad about the tithing. That's for radicals. You can sort it, but you need God when you're down and you're weary. And of course you do. And then there's the power of the Spirit saying, surrender. Surrender, 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 surrender. And when we say yes, he doesn't force himself in. He comes gently, but he comes deep. You can't have a bit of the Spirit. In the same way, dear friends, you can't have a bit of worship. Let's have a bit of worship now. What's that about? The power to change. All things are possible. All we need to do is seek the one who can change it and surrender afresh to the one who can change all things and can do immeasurably more than all you and I can ask or imagine. That's when we see the streets of our city change.
Let go, my Well,